estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Monday morning you show the fight.
Start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady O.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The whistleblower who raised alarms over President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president requesting that Joe Biden be investigated is offering written testimony under oath. The president says if the call was so bad...
Why didn't all of those people listening to this absolutely, totally appropriate phone call, why didn't they come forward?
He wants the whistleblower identified. Alabama Democrat Terry Sewell's on the House Intelligence Committee and says this is about right and wrong.
I've seen my Republican colleagues twist themselves into a pretzel in order to defend the indefensible.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. Back teaching Sunday school at a church in Georgia, former President Jimmy Carter says he's at ease with the idea of dying, that he thought he would die after a cancer diagnosis 4 years ago.
The 95-year-old is recovering from a broken pelvis from a fall 2 weeks ago. The lesson was on life after death, and Carter claims he has, quote, complete faith in the afterlife.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome back.
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
We're back at it Monday morning.
What a day this is. Special day.
It's National Candy Day.
Yeah, I got a sweet tooth.
I got a sweet tooth.
This show is perfect.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Because it's so sweet.
This show will rot your teeth, you know.
Not to mention.
Your mind.
Happy National Candy Day.
All right, dimwits. On with the show.
It's showtime.
Candy.
Yummy.
Yeah, but not for breakfast. It is 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. First things first, as we adjust to this flippin' time change.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Oh, it sounds like a foghorn at the beginning of that. Not the J part, the sound effect before. Increasing clouds today, not quite as cool. High temperature, we're starting a warming trend. Upper 60s today, cloudy tonight, not as cool, low 50. The clouds are from a little disturbance brushing by the Gulf Coast, but it's not going to have much effect on our weather except for some clouds. Low 70s tomorrow, more clouds than sun. Mid 70s Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday is my pick of the litter day as far as most beautiful day of the week. And then we got something like last week, the big event. Late Thursday night, the rain comes in as a cold front enters the state. Cold front moves through sometime, like, say, Friday morning. And then the temperature drops like a rock after that. I got a rock. And then chilly over the weekend. Football. There's a football? Is there football there? Yeah, there is football this weekend. Right now, this morning, north winds at 4 miles per hour. Some high clouds, 45 degrees at 7:06. No, 6:06. That's right. This one needs to change.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. It's getting dark at 4 p.m.
because daylight saving time is over.
Yeah, that's kind of how that works. Daylight savings time is over. It feels like it should be 7:06. I feel like we should have done our TV segment already.
Yep.
I've had this, like yesterday was just, it seemed like a really long day. Not because it was so bad or anything.
It was. I kept looking at the clock. What do you mean it's only 12:45?
And that's because Rich and I are such disciplined human beings that the regimen, that discipline, it sounded good to me. We have our rocket scientist of the day coming up later on this hour, The Cheap and Trashy, the weekend box office, and a movie that was expected to be a hit, bombed. Just flat out bombed. They're already estimating losses into nine figures. Terminator.
Oh, man. Hey, didn't we guess on one of the movies this weekend? What was the movie we guessed on?
I think
on?
It was Terminator.
Oh.
And Jay has those numbers, but Jay is just, he's on Jay time this morning.
I'm here.
Well, I put breakfast on TV, so that means something.
Well, that's great, but I want to know if Jay liked it.
Oh, no, it was delicious. I had totally forgotten about your Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, it's homemade Sloppy Joe, and what I did, because Rich wants to watch the bread, was put a thick layer of Sloppy Joe over a big pile of cheese into an omelet.
Yeah, Sloppy Joe omelet. Oh, my gosh.
That's called grub, buddies.
If you were watching
it. It was fantastic, and I did write down our numbers for the movie.
Yeah. Well, we can get that.
Yeah, we were all off.
Well, there's breaking news. We were all off.
If you had stuck with your original one,
I would have been right on.
You would have been right on the money.
What did I say, 28 million?
You said 30.
30?
Yeah, you'd have been right on it.
Wow.
And then you heard I was going to go see it, which I actually did not go see it. And you bumped yours up to 36.
Who had the lowest amount there?
He had the lowest amount, and Greg did. Oh. At 36.
So I figure if Jay goes, that's worth $6 million.
And what did I have, 44?
44, and I had 50. But well, we were still all off.
But I was still closest.
Yeah.
Rich talked me into going into that.
Yeah, that's what
the higher
was.
Number. All right, let's get some local news here. We'll find out what's up with that, and then we'll do the William Tell Wake Up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. A reputable search and recovery organization has been brought in to help with the case of Anaya Blanchard. Auburn police believe the 19-year-old is a victim of foul play. The reward for information leading to an arrest is now up to $110,000. And State Representative Chris England was elected chair of the Alabama Democratic Party Saturday. This came after the party's governing body voted to remove former chair Nancy Worley and vice chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she plans to continue leading the party. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is sponsored by What's Up With That?
What's Up With That?
You ever notice girls will go back to the guy that did a number on her 1,000 times, but won't go back to the lady at the nail salon that messed up her manicure just once? What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That means by the time this is over, you can shower, have your hair fixed, dressed, and ready to go to work.
Wake your butt up!
There's a shirt company for guys who prefer to be untucked. But what about your lower half? Introducing Unzip It, the pants specifically designed to be worn unzipped.
I prefer the wide open freedom and the flexibility of leaving my zipper down. And the ladies go crazy for it.
You used to have to buy regular pants and leave the zipper down. But thanks to Unzip It, you can pay twice as much for essentially the same thing.
I gave a sales presentation in my Unzip It pants, and I didn't even have to use a laser pointer.
Unzip It pants aren't just stylish, they're practical too.
I use the men's room at least 5 times a day. Not having to go up and down with the zipper has saved me seconds.
And with our introductory offer, we'll include a matching pair of untied shoes.
I'm tripping all over myself for that offer. Ow!
Unzip It. Put on a pair today and you'll agree.
They're the perfect pants for just hanging out.
The Blind Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home,
family and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And we often give this in a snarky way to somebody who thought they were being a rocket scientist, but in fact was a freaking idiot. And I hate to do this to a fellow dad, but this dad created an emergency alert message and had it break into programming on TV, announcing a warning that North Korea had launched missiles that were headed to the U.S. It sounds very realistic. The family was rightfully freaked out when they found out it was a prank. They wanted to kill him. Now, I'm playing this. This is just a piece of audio from this
disclaimer.
Yeah, because it's...
There are no missiles coming to us from North Korea. Right?
No, no.
That we know of.
But this idiot dad thought it would be funny to hit the family up with that.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command detected three ICBMs launched from North Korea. The first missile is expected to reach the Los Angeles, California area within 2 hours. The second missile is expected to reach Chicago, Illinois in 3 hours.
Illinois?
The third missile is expected to reach New York City, New York in 3.5 hours.
And he's using
the 400-mile
the Robbie Robot voice.
For significant fallout.
That's the voice they would use. That's exactly what they would do.
We'll have more information. Where do we go?
Shelter.
You stupid!
That's not funny.
No.
Stupid.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
You guys recognize that. That's the Robbie Robot weather radio voice that was would also be used for a national emergency, you know.
Wow. I come in here every day wondering, what? What are we going to have for this and that?
Oh.
And I'm never disappointed. There's always something. Hey, do we have a Dunkin' S.M. Predict-a-thon winner, Jay? It's not that I was too lazy to check it out myself. That was an actual alert, by the way.
I have no idea. I didn't check.
Well, you know, Auburn won the game. But only because Ole Miss sucked more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so this wasn't... You seem frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
We won the game.
What were our scores that you guys picked? Rich had 35-21. That was overestimating.
Yeah. Just like I did with the movie.
Mine's the one next to the G.
Should turn.
Yeah, I had 35-7 overestimating. You had 38-13 overestimating. Mitch had 45-13.
Way overestimating.
Overestimating. Don had 27-17. That's a bit better.
Yeah. That's pretty close.
Jake Wellen had 35-10. Again, overestimating.
It's a 6-point spread, so.
Yeah, so Ole Miss sucked a little more.
And I will check yours this morning. And we'll let you know.
I appreciate that.
On that.
You got to check the first post first. I posted it twice.
You posted it twice?
Well,
okay.
I reposted it.
Yeah. All right.
So you have to go to the first one, which is lower on my wall. I didn't put much on Facebook this weekend, so. It was a slow Facebook weekend. Although I did find something cute this morning to put up. I just haven't done it yet because I couldn't figure out how to share from my phone. Sometimes you can easily share from the phone, and sometimes you can't. I don't understand all these different systems they got. It's this cute little dog you hear that smiles when you say cheese.
Cheese.
See, I can share it from the computer, but it won't let me share it from the phone.
That's so funny. Only when you say cheese,
you see the
teeth. That's hilarious. They're the greatest. They really are. Speaking of the Dunkins, you know, it is time to start thinking about holiday driving, holiday planning and stuff. Why wait till, let's say, November 27th to get your car into Don Dunkin the day before Thanksgiving? Why not do it this week? And get it out of the way so that when it's time to drive at holiday time, you know your car's been checked out by the best. Very simple. When that check engine light comes on, bring it to Don Duncan. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics at all three locations. And if you are ready for tires, keep in mind they have a huge overstock of Kelly and Goodyear tires right now that you can get at a great deal, and they will quote you a price installed. Don Duncan, for tires, for service, the works. If you need an accommodation to get your service taken care of, for example, you work downtown for the government and you want to use the 408 Madison location,
government,
they'll take you back to your office and get you back to your car when it's ready at your convenience. So, customer service above and beyond your highest expectations at all three locations. 408 Madison, downtown, like I mentioned, on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's in Millbrook, east of 65, and on Bell Road, just north of on for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. We're going to get our first look at traffic as everybody struggles. You know, this is supposed to be the easy time change. I'm not feeling that this year.
No, it really messed with me last night and this morning. And usually, it doesn't even faze me.
It also affects driving in other ways. We're going to celebrate that with a Rascal Flatts song here in just a second.
We're going to watch Jay fix that clock over there in a little while.
Oh, that, we should televise that. We should do that
on TV. He likes that.
I don't like that at all. do not like that at all.
At 620.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are having a good Monday morning so far. We have no accidents reported at this moment anywhere. So as far as we know, everything is rolling smooth out there. I-65 and 85, the boulevard, everywhere. Traffic is beginning to pick up just a little bit as we get into this Monday workday. But drive carefully, buckle up. We'll keep you posted all morning long. During the month of November, Reinhart Used Car Super Center is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 30 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
November 1st and 2nd is the Day of the Dead in Mexico. All over the land, you'll hear people knocking on bathroom doors asking, did somebody die in there? Phew, I didn't know a chimichanga could turn that color.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and then couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corkcircle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time, 'cause it's dark out when I drive, when I get off work just after 5. Yeah, I really hate driving in the moonlight. It feels like such a longer night with no sun up in the skies. They made an earlier sunrise. Man, I really hate driving in the moonlight.
Driving in the moonlight, 'cause they ended daylight savings time, and now I feel an hour behind as I'm out here driving in the moonlight.
Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
The 308th day of the year means 55 days are remaining this year. Is next year our leap year?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to work 29th day in February. One whole extra day we got to work.
Then we get paid on the 30th. This is National Candy Day. Didn't we just have one the other day?
Yeah, it seems like we've had lots of those.
It's a little off. Check Your Blood Pressure Day. It's National Easy Bake Oven Day. The Easy Bake Oven's been around now for 55 years, and that first cupcake is just about ready.
You're a funny guy today, man.
On this date in 1842, Abe Lincoln marries Mary Todd at his sister's house in Springfield, Illinois. Abe was not, he was pretty depressed about getting married. This is true. Friends had to keep sharp objects away from him. He knew he had to get married, he just wasn't into the idea. 140 years ago in 1879, Ohio bar owner Jay Ritty invented the cash register, and that was to stop bartenders from pocketing his profits. That's right. Remember the no sale? I mean, the ones with, you know, the thing would pop up, $1, you know.
When I was a dopey little kid, and we'd go to National Tea stop? For the grocery, and they did that by hand, and the lady wasn't even looking at the numbers.
Right, I know.
It was amazing how fast she could put those
did
in.
Did you get a little toy?
Yeah,
cash
sure.
register,
of course.
Too?
Yeah. Yes, had one, with toy money, unfortunately.
Yeah. On this date in 1922, big day in archaeological history as the entrance to King Tut's tomb was discovered in the so-called Valley of the Kings. 67 years ago, 1952, this is the day, well, there's been lots of elections on this day. This is the day Dwight Eisenhower defeated Adlai Stevenson to become the 34th U.S. president. Stevenson was a perennial runner, didn't he? Didn't he run more than once?
I went to his elementary school, though.
Adlai Stevenson?
Adlai Stevenson,
Junior high? Or high?
But junior high.
56 years ago in 1963, the British, they are British, but they're the Beatles, they played a Command Royal performance in front of the British royalty in London. That's the show where John Lennon said, "Will people in the cheaper seats clap your hands? I can't do it, John Lennon. And all the rest of you just rattle your jewelry." He did say that. Raise some eyebrows. Now, our song of the day, written by the brilliant Carol Bayer Sager, but this was back when she was just a 22-year-old school teacher in New York City. They pitched this song to Leslie Gore, who turned it down. It's been recorded by many folks over the years. Here's the hit version, Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. Who? Baby, We've Got a Groovy Kind of Love, 65.
When I'm feeling blue. Then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heartbeat. I can hear you breathing in my ear. Wouldn't you agree? Baby, you and me got a groovy kind of love.
A groovy kind of love.
Yeah, baby.
I wanted to mention, if you noticed, they're advertising the Volkswagen Tiguan using the old Vogue's Turn Around, Look at Me.
Yes, they are.
I think that's a brilliant campaign.
I think it is, too. And to pick a song which you wouldn't expect an ad agency in the year 2019 to pick.
Yeah. And
it works.
Telling somebody the other day, I wouldn't be surprised to see it rejuvenate that song because it's a great old song.
It really is a cool song. The Vogues out of Western Pennsylvania. Yeah. Polish.
Jack Ingram has a Volkswagen dealership, by the way. Just
on this date in 1972, Johnny Nash had a weather report on the number one on the charts. He can see clearly now. I can see clearly now. U.S. chart topper. It's a good song. 40 years ago, 1979, this is the day that revolutionaries from Iran stormed the U.S. embassy in Tehran, took 90 hostages. Some of them were released a few weeks later, but 52 of them were kept in captivity for 444 days. They were finally freed on President Reagan's inauguration day, January 20th, 1981.
What a coincidence. By the way, one of the 52 lived right down the street in a house between where I stay with Kathleen and where my house used to be.
Yeah.
And it was the one that they always suspected may have cooperated.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of a the one that was sort of like politely isolated away from the rest of the group.
I see. Well, of course, Jimmy Carter was a thorn in his side and his presidency, and they waited until the moment when Ronald Reagan had his hand on the Bible to release the captives. By the way, on this date in 1980, Ronald Reagan was elected president over a lustful Jimmy Carter. On this date in 1990, Dances with Wolves debuts, starring and directed by Kevin Costner. It premieres in L.A. 1995, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin assassinated by a right-wing Jewish extremist group minutes after attending a peace rally. This is the date in 2008, Barack Obama was elected president of these 57 United States.
I'm a little bit slow. It's the time change, but that was funny.
Eight years ago in 2011, 60 Minutes legend Andy Rooney died at the age of 92. He used to love his little vignettes at the end of... they were funny.
I would usually skip 60 Minutes to the end just to see
just
what,
to
he
watch what he had to
Did
say.
Did you ever notice?
He was great. When you can be that observational,
yes,
and then turn it into a piece, I loved it.
He's a brilliant guy.
Matthew McConaughey, 50 years old today. All right, all right, all right. High school girls, I keep getting older and they stay the same age. Yes, they do. Ralph Macchio, actor, is 58 today.
Wow. I wonder, did I put too much vinegar in that sloppy Joe sauce?
Maybe not enough. Jeff Provost, you gotta say it quick, is 58 from Survivor. He's Survivor host. I bet he stays in a pretty lush accommodation while the rest of them kind of suffer in the humidity, yeah, and everything.
It's good to be the host.
Yeah. Kathy Griffith is 59, not our president's favorite comedian. Marky Post is 69. She comes from Night Court. Laura Bush is 73 today. Loretta Swift, Hot Lips, is how old today? How old is Hot Lips Houlihan today?
She's
got to
be 80, 82.
82, you're right.
Ooh.
Today, as we mentioned, we're just 4 days away, let's put it this way, from the next Duncan and Sons Protect-a-Thon. How about that?
Yeah.
4 days away from that. 7 days until Veterans Day. 24 days till Thanksgiving, 51 days till Christmas, and now just 111 days until the umpire says, play ball! The first spring training game of the new year. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Thomas. You said something in there that got my attention, and I can't remember what it was. We will have a special edition today, the first Monday of the time change, about the time change on
Truth or Baloney.
Give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card with that, and we will have Random Facts with Jay.
Today we're talking about what are normal sleeping habits. They talked to a bunch of people, 2,000 people, and apparently most of us sleep on our sides. It's the number of people who sleep in their pajamas, mm-hmm, or just their underwear, or completely all the way naked.
That's our TV topic?
That's our TV topic.
Are we allowed to be honest? Just asking.
To some extent.
To some extent.
Okay.
I'm not going to answer some of those questions.
You know me. If anybody knows the boundaries of good taste, it's me. That's three times already this morning. The time change made me lie.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
After a chilly fall weekend, we're into a warming trend. Upper 60s today, there will be increasing clouds. So clouds will be a factor today, tonight, and at least part of the day tomorrow, as a little disturbance brushes by the Gulf Coast, but I've got our rain chances very small. Maybe a shower closer to the coast. So upper 60s today, near 50 tonight, low 70s tomorrow, and then mid-70s Wednesday. It is what I call my pick-of-the-litter day Wednesday. It's going to be absolutely perfect in my estimation. Thursday, we're in the mid-70s as well. Rain by Thursday night in the overnight hours, and this is a cold front moving through the state. Another big event. So you got the rain first, then the temperature drops like a rock during the day on Friday. And then a chilly weekend ahead, but perfect for any sporting events that might be going on in the state of Alabama. The network trucks are already on the way.
Yeah.
They were kidding on game day this weekend. They said, we knew we were going to Tuscaloosa in August.
Mm-hmm.
Because they sometimes don't know where they're going to go until Monday. Right now, this morning, we have a few clouds, a few high clouds. Temperature is 45 degrees. The time is 6:34.
All right, we will be doing that Random Facts Pop Quiz coming up next hour, and we will be giving away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. I was there yesterday, said hello to a couple of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're starting to test me. I tell them I'm there every Sunday morning. I think they show up just to see if I really do.
I have the text pictures to prove it.
That's right. I'm that guy in front of the chickens, the chicken tenders, taking pictures. It may look a little bit suspicious, but it's only to let Bailey know that I'm thinking of her, and there will be fresh chickens on Monday morning. New York strip steaks, $4.74 a pound through tomorrow at Food Outlet Ballpark Frank's. Picked up a package of those. And who wants fried bologna this week?
Hey!
That's fine by me.
All right.
I would like that. We were going to get fried bologna one day a few weeks back.
He's already asking me for a...
Well, his birthday.
A menu.
Well, you already told you what the birthday menu was.
Yeah, but yeah. That doesn't mean he's going to have... He does the meatloaf on the weekend, so we're not going to...
He wanted the meatloaf with the egg on top.
We're not going to hold him to that.
I could do that.
No, we're not going to hold him to that.
For you? I could do that.
Because you do the meatloaf on a... We get that on a Monday when we get... Right.
Mrs. Rutabaga, if you're listening, pull the ground beef in the silver tube out of the freezer so it can defrost, and then we'll have
the meat tube.
It is. You want hot sausage or regular? Mixed in with that.
Surprise me.
I like it hot. Sure. And you'll get a slice of meatloaf that you could use as a parking stop in your space. You're like...
What now?
What do they call those things?
What?
The cement things in your parking space?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The thing at the
I
end.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I don't
cement
know what
you pull up to.
Technically, I don't know what it's called.
Hey, that's a good, there's that's gotta a good
be
a question.
Name for
there's got to be a name for that.
I'm going to get you a slice of meatloaf about that big just to show you how much we love you and care about you.
Thank you.
And you can do that. You can make those giant, in fact, the ground beef tube that comes in, you could use that as a thing in a parking spot, although it's much better made into a meatloaf, or like the Sloppy Joe that I made yesterday for today. Always better the day after. Food Outlet with three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street east of Highway 31 in the Preferred Community, and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. We're going to get traffic, and then we'll be right back with our TV folk. We better turn the lights on. It's 6:30 freaking 7 said. Already.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and it seems like every few minutes more and more cars are hitting the highway this morning. We're building as we're getting ready for that big rush a little bit later this morning. No accidents to report anywhere right now, so wherever you're coming into the city or driving this morning, just use caution and buckle up and be safe out there. And by the way, you don't have to fight your pet for a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home, even your turkey legs. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The whistleblower who raised alarms over President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president requesting that Joe Biden be investigated is offering written testimony under oath. The president says if the call was so bad...
Why didn't all of those people listening to this absolutely, totally appropriate phone call, why didn't they come forward?
He wants the whistleblower identified. Alabama Democrat Terry Sewell's on the House Intelligence Committee and says this is about right and wrong.
I've seen my Republican colleagues twist themselves into a pretzel in order to defend the indefensible.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. Back teaching Sunday school at a church in Georgia, former President Jimmy Carter says he's at ease with the idea of dying, that he thought he would die after a cancer diagnosis 4 years ago.
The 95-year-old is recovering from a broken pelvis from a fall 2 weeks ago. The lesson was on life after death, and Carter claims he has, quote, complete faith in the afterlife.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223.
From Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you find yourself running on less than 4 hours of sleep?
No.
Turns out, you may not be alone.
Over 100,000 people recently took an online survey on sleep habits. The most popular position to sleep is on your side. 7% of people wake up naturally without an alarm clock. 3% say they usually get less than 4 hours of sleep a night. And the most common habits people reported while sleeping were drooling, snoring, and talking in their sleep.
They don't report that. Other people do. They're reporting it, the guys over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning and happy Monday, guys.
Yeah, but I saw that one. 2% don't have used pillows at all.
That's
freaky.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That's just a little nuts.
Hey there, newlywed. Are you getting any sleep at all these days?
Oh.
Yes, I am. Very well rested because of that extra hour of sleep.
Yes. Oh, am I being chastised
starting
already?
Trouble already.
So what was the question?
It's about sleeping habits. It also goes into how people sleep as far as pajamas and and less.
Yeah.
You wear pajamas.
Morning news people, all right, morning I just radio people to take this survey because of how weird our sleeping
exactly.
habits are.
Oh, gosh.
If you just say sleep and it would be whenever you can.
Do you sleep?
Sometimes.
I would have been the person who checked my naps are longer than my sleep.
Oh,
yeah,
listen.
That's how I get by.
And this time change, this time. Affected me,
on my
weird schedule much more than ever before.
Yesterday seemed like the longest day of the year because it kept feeling like it should be an hour later than what the clock was saying.
What do you mean it's only 12:45 p.m.? Wow.
I can confess something.
Huh.
Years ago, somebody trying to change my allegiances gave me a pair of Auburn pajamas.
Yeah.
And I used those.
Oh, and was it the year we won?
May have been. I don't remember. They go back a ways. In the summer, I wear my Florida Marlins pajamas.
Okay, so we now know that Greg, for all of you wondering, wears pajamas.
Sport pajamas.
I see.
Yeah, they're themed. That makes it...
America wants to know.
Yeah, everyone's sleeping habits just improved because that's been keeping them up all night.
They've just been wondering.
Well, it's better than the alternative.
I know. I can imagine what the answer would have been.
Oh, brother.
Alabama.
Oh, the humanity. On the thing of alarm clocks, it really, for me, it's more of a backup because I usually wake up before it goes off.
I frequently do, too. And so does Bailey. I mean, she's got it down.
I'm upset when I wake up before my alarm clock goes off.
I know.
What is wrong
I'm
with
like,
you?
Oh, I had 7 more minutes.
Or how about, Jaleah,
I don't care
opening
if it's 30 seconds?
How about waking up on a day when you are off and you don't need an alarm clock, where the alarm clock is still on?
I was up at 2 o'clock Saturday, well rested, ready to start the day, except there's not a whole lot to do at 2 o'clock except watch Andy Griffith.
And well, I had a panic attack. I woke up at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning. I rolled over and saw 5 on the clock.
Oh,
like,
oh no.
I'm like, the show has just started, and I'm in the bed.
Do you have...
I didn't even try and call you that time.
And I was upset, too, because I was like, I didn't have any missed calls or anything, too. And I was like, wow. And it took
they didn't even miss
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Do you have a...
They were probably rolling over.
Do you have a backup plan with your people over there? Somebody will call you if you don't show up at a certain time? Just to make sure
you're...
Yeah, we have checks and balances.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, and if Jaleah's phone goes straight to voicemail, it's all over.
Uh-oh.
I have instructions. I have instructions. If I don't hear...
At a certain time, start calling, and then Andrew comes back to my house.
Yeah. Right. I have instructions about Greg. If I don't hear from you by just after 3 o'clock, I usually wait a couple more minutes. Well, I'll text you first or try to call you. And then the emergency backup is by 3:15 I call Roz.
To make sure I'm not dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he still breathing?
Sometimes I let that happen because she
it's over with.
Some days I just let that happen because she likes to hear from me once in a while. I got a call from Rich Thomas at 3:15 in the morning.
I called Jalea to wake her up, and I can tell she's not awake, but she's like, I'm moving. Here I am.
I'm up.
Yeah, that's.
I'm on the way.
That's a natural reaction.
All the way out of bed.
Yeah, on the way.
It's a natural reaction to try and sound.
I do have a plan.
More awake than you really are.
And in my head, I think that I'm convincing. Yeah, in my head, I think it's very convincing. I just know that means like. Grab the dress off the back of the door and just out run out. Yeah.
The producer wants us to fall back.
Yep, on the way. 85. Yeah, I'm on the way. Now I'm trying to zip up my dress on the highway. Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
See ya.
All right, that is all the time we have, guys. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great Monday.
You too.
You too. I'll tell you that. If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
So, Jay.
Yes. So, Jay?
So, Jay, you had to sleep in pajamas, huh? You hurt me.
Yeah. You have to...
I know. There's
just
times.
Like I was brought by a stork. You have to sleep in pajamas.
All right. We're going to take a very short break here. We'll return you to Kim Williams, and then we'll be right back with Cheap and Trashy for this Monday, November 4th.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff or children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:47, welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. Taylor Swift named Artist of the Decade last night.
Oh.
The Artist of the Decade is totally me.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But literally, anybody is a better artist of the decade. Anybody.
You mean Beyonce?
Anybody.
That was at the American Music Awards last night. All right, we have talked.
I had no idea those were even on.
Neither did I. You know what? They are becoming so insignificant. All the award ceremonies. Oscars still get a crowd, but it's been dropping every single year. What's the big fuss going to be this year? Who's going to be... Where's the drama? Terminator Dark Fate was number one at the box office, but with $29 million, is now projected to lose $120 million.
Ouch!
It's a big loss.
You think part of it has to do with a 73-year-old Terminator?
Oi!
He won't be back.
No, I don't think he'll be back. No. Joker, still number two. It's just almost to the $300 million mark in its fifth week. Maleficent.
Which one?
Mistress of Evil. Which? Maleficent. That's a joke.
Sounds like a business term.
You know, if my daughter was in that
no representation is made.
If my daughter was in that movie demo, I'd know the name. Harriet was number four, whatever that was.
Maleficiency of this place is
staggering. You know, that Addams Family cartoon movie is actually done fairly well.
I bet.
It's hung in there.
To take the kids, you know, and sure.
Yeah. 85.3 million after 4 weeks, so it took advantage of its timely release.
What?
Zombieland.
How is that doing?
Only 60 million after 3 weeks.
Do we know if it's got a good Rotten Tomatoes number? Zombieland 2, is that what it is, Zombieland 2?
Let's see.
I might go to that one, because I like the first one.
First
one was hilarious.
I'm having trouble picturing you with your popcorn and a soda watching Zombieland.
Well, this is loading still. There it comes. Okay. Oh, Terminator's actually 70%, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
For having such a horrible box office.
Right.
Joker's at 69. Maleficent is 41.
Wow.
Addams Family is 43. What is your... Zombieland.
Yeah.
67.
Oh.
Which is still... fresh. It's not rotten yet.
Yeah,
I think it's close, but it's not rotten. No, actually, because there's another one movie that's like 61, and it still shows as fresh there. So, guess it's got to be below Arctic Dogs. Do you have the story in there about that movie Arctic Dogs?
It finished 10th with 3 million.
It's been I think classified as the worst opening for a film ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's getting a cold reception.
Yeah, it made $3.1 million. Oh, good one. Here, Rich. I only say that because I see here it's got a 17% rating on the Rotten Tomatoes.
What, I mean, is it a cartoon or?
It's a cartoon, yeah. Oh, it's a cartoon.
Well, it finished 10th just behind Motherless Brooklyn, another bomb, newly released, $3.7 million.
Yeah, that was the one that had 61%. I see... The Irishman, that movie from Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
That's sitting at 97%.
Wow. Is that Martin Scorsese?
Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci.
Watched a documentary on Casino last night.
A documentary?
The backstory on the, you know, on what the movie was based on.
Yeah, yeah.
And the movie.
Frank something. What was it? Frank. Hapatadachi. What was his name?
Molinaro.
Was that it? I don't know.
Something.
You're throwing them out there, seeing what sticks.
Yeah, one of them mob guys. Our next story involves this guy.
Hey, it's Matthew McConaughey. When I'm not shirtless and baked out of my gourd, I stumble to the radio and kick off my morning with this show. All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right. He turns 50 today. He teamed up with Wild Turkey, the booze.
Yeah.
And disaster relief organization Barbecue Relief to make 800 meals and deliver them to 20 fire stations.
Oh, nice.
As California continues, you know, so much of that, I've been reading a lot about that. So much of that was just plain mismanagement. I saw a picture taken from Oakland yesterday. Dark, completely.
Yeah, they're turning off the power to 2 million people at a time. That would make me angry.
They removed some of those trees by the power lines. Crazy. Demi Lovato says she's only human, so go easy on her. Who's being hard on Demi? I've never really picked on her as a... This is for Jay.
Okay.
The official PlayStation UK Twitter account just dropped a bomb.
Oh.
They say the X button on a PlayStation is not an X. It's the cross button.
Well, they make sense in the way they say it. We call all the other buttons after the shapes that they are. Oh, that's a circle. It's not an O. It's the circle. And that's a triangle. And that's a square. And so X is not a shape. X is a letter, so it's the cross.
The cross.
So I get it.
That, but it's religious.
I mean, I get it, but it's not going to change anybody from calling it X when it's, you know.
Congress has got a hearing on it today.
I only did one of those game things where you stand on the platform. It was bowling.
Oh,
you did the Wii bowling thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there still a Wii?
I mean, no, not really. No.
It was fun.
It was all right.
We was big in its time, man. We burned bright, burned fast.
I'm glad I didn't get caught up in that. Brad Pitt says Quentin Tarantino's biggest rule on the set is no cell phones, and described it as having a cell phone on the set is like pooping on the set. No, pooping on the Sistine Channel.
No poop.
No.
Goodness.
He sent somebody's phone went off once during Inglourious Bastards, and he sent everybody home. He said, learn to respect what we're doing here. There's a YouTube show where they eat hot chicken wings.
Yeah.
This is how desperate they are for programming the
is
hot
that the
ones.
The hot ones, yeah.
It's coming to True TV as a game show where they answer questions and eat mighty hot chicken wings. On television tonight, crap. And Delta Airlines says they're restoring those naughty love scenes to Booksmart and Rocketman. I was once on a flight. It was a long time ago, obviously, because I will not fly again unless they're shipping my remains somewhere. And there was some movie, I don't even remember what it was, but there
my
was this
remains.
There was some scene where it was intimate and nude, and I'm sorry, in an airplane cabin full of people,
you're kidding,
in brilliant light, I felt incredibly uncomfortable.
Wow. So they have to be really careful what movies they pick.
Well, they wanted to show Rocketman, but they took the same sex scenes out, and, you know, the rage mob complained, so they put them back in. So what do you do if you're on that flight?
That's a little uncomfortable.
I would say that could be. And Steve Perry, just in time for the Christmas holidays, has released his version of Silver Bells. Oh, Silver Bells, don't you ring... All right, well, I thought it would be funny, but I'm not right about everything.
I was waiting for his voice. I thought...
No, he was just playing the bells.
I thought there was a bit coming. I'm sorry.
No, if you'll give me a moment.
I was going to say, do we have a sample? Do we have some sort of a taste of...
I'm going to find out. I'm scrolling outside. TV quick hits, blah, 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 late night shows, stand-up... No, I don't think we have it.
No. To love and touch and squeezing. Caroling. Yeah. Rapping.
Smoking ages your face. We're just going to skip that.
Age does too.
Cops, sucker. Yeah, age will age your face. I've heard that. That I can't put up an argument. I'm sorry, I don't have a clip.
All right,
it is 5:57. Adams Drugs, the number one retailer in the state of Alabama. I'm going to say that for the next year. It is something they really, really earned. In a variety of ways, but basically a business practice that results in one of the highest customer satisfaction ratings anybody, anywhere, ever receives. It's their attention to detail, their service, and the feeling that this may be a city, but it's a small town, intimate feel when you're a customer of one of their 12 locations. They're totally modern when it comes to state-of-the-art computer systems that can get your insurance information into the system in a matter of seconds, and they can run your prescription. It's not like, oh God, if I go there, will it take me forever to get my stuff transferred? No, it takes just a few minutes. And then you can go about appreciating great personal customer service, a store that has all your over-the-counter needs, beautiful gift shops, but most of all, the best people that will ever handle your pharmacy needs. Adams Drugs, 12 locations, one near you. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find it. Wellness clinics in Montgomery, Wetumpka, and Prattville. Fox News coming up in two.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents to report at this time, but we have some busy areas like the Northeastern Boulevard, Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, seeing a little more traffic. Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard, 331 and Northeastern Boulevard, all those places a little bit congested this morning. Drive carefully and keep it here for more traffic updates. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world are at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota. Now open Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need